After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Welcome back, After Buzzers. We are here back with The Real Housewives of Orange County, Season 14, Episode 7, Dance Like No One's Watching, and we have Vegas Dongs and Concussions. Stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Hey, ladies, how are you tonight?
Great.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Sure.
It's been a day, but yeah. We're good. We're definitely good. I have my co-host here with me today. Go ahead and introduce yourselves.
Hi, I'm Carla.
I'm Shanti.
And I'm your host, Amanda. And welcome back. So we're just going to jump right in to overall thoughts of tonight's episode. What do you guys think?
A lot of it was cringeworthy to me.
Really? What parts?
The Vegas? I don't know. It was weird. It was very slow. It just, nothing was happening. Bronwyn was hanging out by herself. Emily was confused. And Shane's parents were there. Everything was just, like, not really meshing well for me.
It was all over the place. What do you think, Sean?
You know, I am usually a hater of boring, slow episodes, but I was okay with this. We went to Vegas. I've been dying for a Vegas trip. I want to do, like, I kind of want to do a sexy dance. I want to do a wellness retreat in Arizona. So I was okay with it. I liked it.
Yeah, I liked it as well. I definitely want to do the wellness retreat. And, you know, Vegas is always a good time. But the wellness retreat was a bit odd. There was a lot of things that happened. We'll definitely get into it, so make sure you guys stay tuned. But I wanted to ask your thoughts on Bronwyn and her like the way she was acting in Vegas. Didn't you guys find it weird?
I felt like she was like, she's never been out in public. Like, they just...
It seemed like she's been, locked up in a cage.
Yes.
I mean, she said that she hasn't gone to bed before 10 p.m. or after 10 p.m. in like 20 years. So she was just kind of like an animal out of her cage. And did you see that suite? I mean, I would be that same way too. Like, I would be dancing around. I would be having the photo shoot with a butler. I don't know. I liked it. I was into it.
I wrote down the square footage. It was 15,400 square feet. And I literally wrote, why?
Because it's awesome. They had their own pool.
Because they have money.
If you had your own pool in your hotel room, would you ever leave? Like, I'm just saying, I need to go. Not to that hotel. I mean, it was like a little old school looking, but
I would want to.
I mean, I would do it for free.
I mean, just like an amazing suite with your in-laws. To me, it just didn't sound appealing. Like, you know what I mean? But the in-laws are really cool. I really like them. Larry and Perry.
I want to be them when I'm that old. Yeah, definitely. They're amazing.
Larry, I'm assuming Larry's the male name. But yeah, Larry and Perry went to Emily's dance that we'll get into later. But he was liking it. Larry was about it. Larry was about that dance.
I know. I feel bad for him because I'm sure that he like smiled at one part and enjoyed it, and then they clipped
and then
it,
of
like
course.
Like made it look like he was creepy and like maybe he's just a nice old man supporting his daughter-in-law.
I know, right? I just back to Bronwyn. I feel like she's trying too hard. I feel like she's really trying too hard.
Like for the cameras?
To be accepted. To be accepted.
The chalkboard.
Yeah, what is up with the
like,
sign?
There was literally 3 to 4 different signs, and she was just walking around in cute outfits with the chalkboard.
I thought that was funny.
But I just didn't get it.
I don't understand
She put little, like little funny little phrases on there.
Like, why can't you just say
hilarious.
It?
I'm going to get you a chalkboard. So you can walk. We're going to bring a chalkboard next week.
Next week, Shanti, that's going to be our special segment. Shanti, you
I
have to...
I thought about it.
We have
I
to
thought
bring,
about it.
So our special segment next week should definitely be, like, we bring in chalkboards and put, like, a quote down.
Okay, Target has them, so I'm getting them. That would be so cute. Live chat, let us know what you think.
They're like, no.
Red Sox Sarah says, Bronwyn was living her best life. Her body is amazing. And she said she was disappointed. How can Vegas be boring?
So agree with that.
No, I'm happy for
her. I didn't think that she was, you know, who is she showing off for? She's by herself, you know? She had to have the butler take pictures of her.
Not showing off by herself. I just mean in general on the show.
Oh.
Like, yeah.
Trying hard.
Yeah. No, Bronwyn, she's super cute, and I thought, like, it was nice that she was really excited, because, I mean, she has how many friggin' kids? Like, give the girl a break. I'm happy for her. It was just, I found it, like, it was just very, like, childlike, very childlike, like immaturity almost. Like, but I was like, whatever, it's fine. She's having a good time on vacation.
I mean, when you have kids, lose yourself that much? No, I wonder. So, live chat, any moms in there? Let us know. Yeah, because that's really rough. Imagine, like, she really seems like she's never had a life before. Like, how is that possible?
Yeah, and then she talked about all how she was not independent. What's weird is, like, a couple weeks ago we learned about her childhood, right? Like,
yes.
She was so independent and she had to, like, go home at 4 and let herself into the house. And then this episode she says that she's been relying on her husband this whole time and she's been so dependent. It's like...
That's what I'm saying. Which
one are you? Right? But I don't know. Like, she looks... For someone that's not handling it well, she looks amazing.
Yeah,
she has
an
incredible
great,
body. And you have to, like, you said, I don't know, it would be hard to be on The Housewives your first season, right?
Like, oh my God.
You want to make a good impression. You want to try hard. So I can imagine that.
Yeah,
she's watching herself and wanting to make sure that she looks, like, perfect in front of the cameras.
I totally understand that, but I still want it to come off, like, where she's just can be taken advantage of. Do you know what I'm saying? Because she's so willing to be accepted. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You just gotta have, like, a fine line between that. But before we move on, we have some information for all of our viewers.
We want to thank you so much for tuning in and making this the ESPN of TV Talk. We definitely couldn't do this without your continuous support. But in order to keep growing and expanding, we need you to like, comment, share, and subscribe. And if you haven't checked us out on iTunes already, go ahead and do that. And if you love us as much as we love you, give us 5 stars and make sure to leave us a comment. We love, love, love comments. And we'll give you a shout out in the next video.
Yes.
Cheers
thank
to
you.
That, ladies.
Thank
Cheers.
You, Carla. Yes. Thank you guys so much for always watching. We love you guys so much. We gotta take a drink. That's what happens when we cheers.
Before
yes.
we move on from Vegas, can we talk about the dance?
Yes, girl.
Oh,
that was
God,
my
yes.
next topic. That's my... That,
I'm
yes.
sorry. I'm
yes.
sorry.
It's okay. Let's talk about Emily's dance. I want to know... Let's be raw, real, 100%. 1 to 10, what did you guys rate it?
Oh, wow.
Oh, 1 to 10?
1 to 10. Be honest.
6.
Be honest.
5 for the performance, but for the courage to do it, like a 20.
Okay. I give her... this sounds so mean. I give her a 4. But I literally put that I commend her for getting up there.
It would be so hard. Like, I was getting nervous just watching her.
Like, yes, round of applause for Emily.
Even the backstage, and then when she was coming out on stage, like, that takes so much...
Courage.
Courage, guts, energy, especially when your husband's not there,
and
but your husband's parents are.
I can only imagine. I felt for her so bad. I think we were all cringing. We were like, when she first started, like, she... I get it. Like, nobody's perfect, but it was just like, you felt for her. You know
yeah,
what I mean? Like, come
yeah.
on, girl. And then she just looked uncomfortable, and then she was looking at the dancers. Like, and then to me, it was like, there really wasn't any dancing.
Yeah.
She was just, like, stepping, and, like, it wasn't really choreographed. Like, from what we saw last week, or was it last week, her practicing the dance, the choreography, or the week before, mm-hmm. compared to what she actually did on stage, I don't know if they cut most of it out, but it didn't look like a complete dance, right?
I would assume they cut a lot of it out.
Yeah, and I think what we saw, like, it was very, like, sexual and sensual and slow.
Right.
Versus more like,
right.
you know, Britney Spears choreography. And I think it was more like the dancers around here were doing more.
I know, I just saw the choreography a couple weeks ago. I was like, wow, okay, and then I don't really see much of it tonight.
Mm.
But, okay, and Shane ended up showing up, you guys.
We need the applause again.
Okay,
Shane showed
I don't
up.
Like you, Shane, but...
That was sweet.
I'm glad you came. I'm
Slow
glad you came.
Clap.
But even though, I don't know, I was mind blown. Like, even we were watching, I was like, that's not him. He's way smaller. And Carl's like, he is small. And I'm like, that's not him. I did not believe that it was going to be Shane. And it was.
Same.
I'm mind blown.
I thought it was
going to
be, like, anyone else. Kelly's boyfriend.
Right. Watch him be, like, one of the,
oh
other,
my God, that's
the
terrible.
Other housewives.
But why didn't he come before the dance? Like, why did he come after?
He was studying for the bar.
Okay.
The bar. Oh, we'll
yeah,
be talking
the
about the bar.
Yeah.
It was a
yeah,
bad.
We
it
will
was,
be talking.
It was
about
a
the
bad
bar later.
Connection.
Well, who knows? This is the thing. Half of it was like really sweet, and a part of me was like, "Wow, like that's such a great gesture."
Right.
And the other half was still like, "Why are you such an ass?"
He's still a jerk. It's
like he can never have a serious moment.
No.
That's exactly what I wrote. He can never be serious. Everything is, like, dripping with sarcasm. And it's hard for me to watch because even when she's, like, pouring her heart out and saying, this is how I feel, we're, like, disconnected from our marriage, he still, like, makes a sarcastic joke about it. And it's just, it's painful to watch.
It really is, but I was surprised at how happy he was when he did show up. He had a smile on his face. He looked genuinely happy to, like, see her happy. I did note that. Like, he looked really happy.
He did, and normally you can just tell that he's not happy. Like, in every episode, he just seems angry. He doesn't want to be there. He doesn't want to be around her. And you're right. Like, for the first time that we've seen, he looked like a supportive husband.
I know. And then I wrote down notes about what he said. Well, I guess we'll get into that later. But I really thought that was, honestly, I feel like, honestly, my first reaction was he only did it for TV. Because he would have got Cruz. I think he really would have gotten a lot of backlash if he wouldn't have showed up to Vegas.
Does he care, though?
Yeah. I don't think he cares. Think about all the other stuff that he's done.
Or if it was, like, part... I'm just wondering. Like,
I think the parents maybe have something to do with it.
Like, I mean, like, it was their anniversary.
I just think it's so weird that the parents went. Like, I think it's cool that they supported her, but if I were doing a sexy dance, I wouldn't want my husband's parents there.
Yeah, me neither.
Just saying.
I know. No, I totally agree. Tonight's episode was just... weird.
But they are sweet, and I love them, but I just don't want them to see me do a sexy dance,
Larry,
you know what I mean?
Perry, shout out.
Shout out to you. No, I love, and he was like, being married to her is extreme.
I know.
Triple X.
What does that mean?
Triple X extreme, yes.
Oh, and another thing that he said, he was like, I just want you to be more laid back. I'm like, this girl is the most laid back woman ever. She's so chill. She's like an awesome mom. She's smart. She has
she's
a kick-ass
still giving
job.
Your jerk and jerk butt a chance. Like,
and she's trying to do a sexy dance for you in Vegas. Like, she's a pretty chill mom to me. I don't know. Am I missing something?
Nope. I agree with you 100%.
Wait, but then the way she's acting about Gina doesn't seem so chill.
No, it's like she's very territorial over Gina.
Yeah.
Which actually leads into what I want to talk about next. What is up with their relationship? What's up with Gina and Emily's relationship? It's like, to me, it's like Gina's like very territorial over, I'm sorry, mm-hmm. Emily's territorial over Gina.
Right. And I think it's because they came in together, so they're super close, right? They came to the Housewives. They were kind of on the same playing field. They became good friends. And then now Gina is becoming closer with, like, the top dogs, like Shannon.
Yeah.
And it's weird because we've seen, like, a couple little cracks in their relationship in the past few weeks, but it seems to be coming to, like, a big head this episode and coming. Like, I really didn't expect this.
I didn't either.
I did.
You did?
Yes.
Tell me why.
I think because she's being left behind by her only friend on the show, you know? So that's definitely got a sting. And she's going through a lot, so I think she really wants someone's support, and I think that would be Gina for her.
That's her only support, yeah, because that's the only one she really genuinely knew.
But now the problem is that Gina's also going through it, and hers is actually way worse, in
my
opinion.
Oh, yeah.
So I feel like they both want sympathy, and it's just like... who is, like, worse? Or, like,
it's like they should just be there for each other.
Yeah,
why
exactly.
It shouldn't be a competition.
I mean, I think this is a controversial opinion that you guys probably won't agree with, but I was on Emily's side. I thought that Gina should have come to Vegas and watched her dance.
I agree, though. I agree with you.
Like, she has a DUI.
So? You're not driving in Vegas.
Oh, wait. Yeah. Sorry. I forgot that it's in Vegas.
I think it would be a bad look if Gina was there.
Okay, fine. I guess legally.
It would be a really bad... Imagine you have, like, a trial and a judge.
No, I guarantee you her lawyers advised her not to go.
Okay, but then... Okay,
that's what happened.
Okay, so you don't go, but then she said that she came back and she didn't get a call from her.
Right.
She didn't get a text. She didn't get anything supportive.
Not cool.
So even though she didn't come, she could have, like, followed up and been a supportive friend.
That made it even worse. She didn't come. She didn't answer. She didn't call. Yeah.
But like you said, like, they're both going through stuff, and you can't do tit for tat. Like, my thing is worse than yours.
Right.
You just have to be there for each other, and they're clearly not doing that. But I'm kind of more on Emily's side, though. I don't know.
I'm on no one's side on this one.
I think it was a good idea that Gina did not go to Vegas. I think that was a very smart idea. And again,
fine.
I guarantee you that it was her lawyers that advised her not to go because they don't want any more things that can be held against her. You know what I mean? Let's jump into the live chat. Is there any comments?
Well, Todd Beaton agrees. He says Gina got told not to go. And I think the same thing, or even think about it in this perspective. If people were to, like, see her going, so the public's going to give
bad.
You... Yes. And then we don't know, like, custody or any of those things. If that's on air, it could be used against you later. So many factors, I think.
It was a very smart decision for her not to go. And she has to look out for herself. You know what I mean? She, at this point, that's all she has. She's a single mom. She has her license suspended now for a year.
That's a long time.
And she's like, I'm a single mom. Well, like, how am I supposed to do this?
No, that's potential. It didn't actually happen. That could happen.
Okay.
Depending on her sentence. We don't know that. Also, how do you do that? Do you just Uber everywhere?
Maybe get a driver. Maybe get a driver. Invest in a driver. Well, if she can't, okay, what happens when you get a DUI? What happens to your car and, like, what your insurance? Can you, like, you can suspend your insurance because your car is not working. You know, you can't drive your car.
Yeah.
But then you still have to make your car pay. Hopefully your car's like, I'm just trying to think. She can put that money towards getting a driver. Do you understand?
Give the car back.
I guess. I wrote down something. I said, I don't think Gina fits in this group.
She doesn't. She doesn't.
She's like 31 years old. She's like from New York. She just doesn't fit into me at all with this group of ladies. And it's, I don't know, it's just out of the OC Housewives, like, it's not enjoyable for me to watch her. Like, I'd rather see somebody that's, like, OC, born and bred, like Laguna Beach, you know what I mean? And
right, she doesn't really fit.
I just don't get that from her.
I get that.
I think she's too young.
Yeah, and how she was like, I get my Bobo for, like, but my Botox, it's like OC crack, that's what we shoot. Like, that moment was like,
cringy. She's really...
I cringe. I was like...
But it's true.
She's cheesy. She's just cheesy.
She is, you know.
But she's not from California. Like, us California people are just...
She's tacky.
Yeah.
She's tacky.
Okay. Maybe she's not tacky, but, like, her clothes and her makeup, like, make me
cringe. You guys are going in.
Oh, my... Sorry in advance.
Okay,
I agree with you, though. I'm sorry. I 100% agree with you.
I think there was, like, blue eyeshadow in one of the confessionals at one point.
Oh, dear God.
No, anyways. No, I can't. We're not going to go in on her harder, but there's just a lot I've noticed.
But she's sweet.
She is.
Okay, what are your guys' thoughts on Kelly with the positive water? She invested $250,000 because she believes so highly that this product is going to make it.
That's a stupid...
Oh, my God, really?
Yes.
I think it's amazing. Like,
okay.
I think...
It's okay.
Like, she's trying something. Like, at least she's trying.
Right.
You know?
Right.
She could literally be sitting on her ass just spending the money, not doing anything about wanting to
better
her.
Investing's the best thing to do.
Yeah, like,
but
for all we know...
But what if the company fails?
Okay, so what...
But what if it doesn't?
Okay, so what's your take? Okay, why are you against her not going... Why are you against it being stupid?
I think it's awesome that she's investing her money and, like, doing... Like, having a job. I love that. But I don't think that this specific company is a good idea.
Why?
Because it's like a sparkling water. Like, the market is oversaturated.
I was going to say that. I was like, it's something new that we've already seen.
Yeah. Like, find something that's, I don't know.
Never been done or something more innovative or whatever.
Yeah. It doesn't seem to me like it's going to take off. Like, are you going to go buy that at the store if you see it?
Her pitch
wasn't that good.
Really? I thought it was cute.
It was, like, dairy-free. Like, isn't all water dairy-free?
What all did she say? Something about calcium? It was something about the calcium in the water?
There's no sugar. There's no sugar. Vitamins.
It's vegan. How is water not vegan?
I mean, I don't know.
How is water not vegan?
No, that's what I said.
When she said that, I was like... Like, Scooby-Doo, like, ruh-ruh, like, what? Like, what is happening?
No, I genuinely am, like, a firm believer that it just, like, takes one thing to really blow up and, like, change the game. And you never know what that's going to be. It's, like, a big hit or miss always.
$250,000 is a lot of money.
I mean, I think people usually even invest more.
They do, but I'm just saying it's a lot of money, like, for it not to be her own business.
Well, she's a co-owner. I don't believe in the product. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. Okay.
But, you know, only time, like, the great thing about Housewives is we get to see, like, their businesses start from the ground up. And in a year or 6 months, we're going to see if it's successful or not.
Yeah.
Or now, because it's probably been in the works for quite some time now.
On the topic of Kelly, what did you guys think about his comment when he's like, the little dork showed up?
Loved it.
I thought it was hilarious. She was crazy this episode.
No, I literally was... I made a note.
Everybody read your notes. What are your notes about Kelly? Because we're talking about Kelly right now.
She makes the episode.
Last episode,
she wasn't in it. And how bored were we? No, not the last one. The one before that. The one I was here for.
Yeah.
And I was beyond bored. And then I feel like the moment she showed up in
this
episode...
That's when they were like, girl, we gotta drink some wine.
Yes. I poured us this wine. And we all cut up. Yeah, very gladly. Yeah. No, but once she showed up, it was The whole episode changed. It was amazing.
True. This is true.
Yeah, that's
very, very true.
I wrote Kelly seems to be losing it.
I put Kelly is so freaking harsh.
I like, okay, this episode actually kind of made me second guess my like love for Kelly. Like,
really?
I like her and she's outrageous and she's entertaining, but it just seems to be like she's in a bad place right now. Like you can tell.
She's lashing out. Yeah. It's like a kid when they throw a fit, like they don't get that, and then they throw like she's going through something and she's taking it out on everybody else.
Constantly. Like it's so apparent to me that she's clearly going through
something. What's the word? Like, just very random. Like, reactive.
Erratic.
That's the word. She's super erratic. Do you think she really hit Shannon that hard, or do you think Shannon's overreacting and it's for the show? Honestly.
Both.
Yeah, I think that Shannon is extremely overreacting.
I do too, but how do we not know if that hurt or not and how hard she actually hit it? Like the sound, okay, I think what got Shannon was those bowls make sound. Those are for sound baths. So when you hit it, it's making those sounds. So when your head's in it, it's amplifying that. And so when mm-hmm. she hit it like that, it could have.
I just don't think so. You know what? Like, what summed it up for me?
I'm trying to like be on Shannon's side.
Stop it!
Like no, no, and no.
When they did like the clip summary of all of her breakdowns,
exactly. That clearly
that
shows.
Is it? You're yeah, done? You
that
guys
was
are
it
done?
For me. I was like, oh, okay, that's all I need.
She's probably on her period. Like whatever.
Yeah. When people are like, also I have high pain tolerance, so when people are hurt, I'm like, eh. So, and then when it's Shannon, it's like, eh.
Well, let's find out, because in the previews, it said that she got a, it was leaning towards the fact that she got a concussion.
She's going to come back with a neck brace. My prediction early in the show. She's going to come back with a neck brace.
My prediction is absolutely nothing happened. It just did a dramatic, like, for dramatics, like, okay. Going to the ER.
I have to say this. That's something Vicky would have done.
100%.
Yeah.
And Vicky's like, oh, how dare her? She is out of yeah. control. It's like, Vicky, that is something you would have done. Like, she's done stuff like that before.
Oh, wait. Oh, you're saying she would have yeah. done the dong?
That's something Vicky
would
have
done. Oh, I was saying she would have gone to the ER.
No, Vicky totally would have hit somebody over the head. I think she would have.
I think that she would have gone to the ER and been like, I'm hurt.
I think she would have did both. Like, I think yeah. she would have did both.
Wait, so Red Sox Sarah made a very interesting comment. Shannon didn't even complain until she knew it was Kelly, not the instructor that banged it.
That's what 100%. I was saying. That's what I was thinking, too.
Oh, my God. Yes.
Now I want to go back and watch it. Yeah. Watch that part.
It's true that once Tamara told her, like, yeah. Kelly did it, it was you, Kelly? That really did hurt. Blah, blah, blah. Like,
my eye is blurry.
Yeah, suddenly she was complaining and she couldn't stop and was crying. And
she called Vicky? Like, for what?
I know.
Are you guys the staff?
I know.
Oh, my God. The staff was laughing at her.
That was, like, my favorite part of the show.
That was funny.
I'm dead.
The thing is, like, I love Shannon. I'm a Shannon stan. Like, I think she's hilarious. But when she has these little mini freakouts, like, I'm like, a little bit over that.
I'm over it, too. I think that she 100,000,000% overreacted.
How about the sound circle where they all had to put in...
The sound... That was so cool. Oh, yeah. So everybody was, like, crying. Tamara's like, I give it to Lord. Like, you know what I mean? Like, they're all, like, serious, like, moving moments. And then Kelly, go ahead, Carla. What happened?
I want Costco, Target, Walmart.
And Walmart.
To pick up my product. And everyone's legit saying, pouring
everybody
their hearts
was
out.
Pissed off.
I thought it was hilarious.
Funny. I laughed so
I was hard. Dying.
Wait, was everyone pissed or was it just Shannon that was pissed?
No, everyone made, like, a weird face.
No,
like, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Everybody
okay,
was
so
just like.
Do you guys agree with the women, or do you agree with Kelly?
I think it was hilarious.
I think both are appropriate. I think there's nothing wrong with wanting that if that really is your wish. But when everyone's like kind of pouring their heart out, it's kind of like a slap, not like a slap in the face,
not
but like
seriously,
like yeah, they just, were saying like they felt like she was mocking and making
yeah,
fun.
Like she's, it's comical and everyone's legit.
I think it's the way she did it.
Yeah.
It was like Walmart, Costco. She would have been like, I really would love for my protein to be picked up by Walmart and Costco. I think it wouldn't have been so offensive. But who cares what the girl wants to wish for? That's what
yeah.
she wants.
I was for
who
Kelly.
Cares?
Like,
yeah.
if she wants her drinks and Walmart and
like,
Costco.
Like, good for her. She invested. Why wouldn't you want your company to do good? You know what I mean? Everybody's just so, they're all just so, like, judgmental of each other and, like, I don't know.
I think it's the way she
it's
said
so
it.
It's so catty. I loved it.
I thought it was hilarious. I think if she would have said, like, oh, like, wealth or prosperity.
Right.
Something more serious.
Right.
She's amazing.
Okay, let's get into Arizona.
Oh, my God.
Let's get more into the wealth. Let's
yeah.
get more into
we've
the wealth.
We've been in Arizona.
Let's get more into...
Let's get more in.
More into Arizona. What did you guys think about Gina's behavior?
What did she do?
She was really liking being friends with Shannon and Tamara.
I know.
And then
that.
The other girls were talking about it. And I agree with what Bronwyn said. Like, when someone is being a total asshole to you, like, I guess Shannon's been pretty mean to Gina, and then suddenly they're nice to you and they take you to Beverly Hills and buy you an outfit and suddenly, like,
you say to milk it for all it's worth?
Hell yeah.
I mean, wouldn't.
Really?
I would be so okay. Like, that's just how I am. I'd be like, so what changed? Like,
I
that's
know.
How I am. I'm not going to be like, oh, hey, girl. Like, absolutely not. You've been rude to me this whole time. Why am I going to be like, oh, hey, just...
Okay, no. But imagine a situation where you're filming and you're in a small group of friends and she's kind of the top dog.
I would take her aside and talk
finally,
to her.
Finally, she's being nice to you. Not only being nice to you, but, like, taking you out, buying you things.
I feel like it makes you look stupid. I feel like it makes you look stupid.
A little desperate.
Yes. I feel like it makes you look like you can be walked all over and then...
Like, hi.
It is, but, like, I don't know. I relate. I guess I relate to that behavior. I guess I am desperate. Aww. I don't know. Like, I think I would do the same thing in her shoes.
I understand what you're saying, but I'm just saying, like, I would totally...
Right.
I would totally be like, so what's the deal, girl? Like, we're friends now? Like,
I would give her a second chance. Like, who am I to be like, no, you don't deserve it, you know?
Because obviously Shannon was in, like, a shit place, you know? And now Gina's in that place now, and so they've kind of swapped.
Yeah.
I thought it was interesting how they, like, the group was divided with the rooms.
Yeah, that was different.
And, like, one was, you know, one was the one room, and then it was Bronwyn, Kelly, and... Emily, like, that's just a random group.
It was.
And then they were all kind of talking about how they were segregated from them.
Yeah.
Which I thought was, like, something that we'd never seen before.
You know what I thought was messed up? When Gina called the girls when Shannon and Tamara went to the hospital and, like, told them they were all, like, laughing and stuff. And then Gina's like, yeah, I have a chef, like, come over here. It's like, you just invited the girls over that are making fun of Shannon. Like, and they're in the same room. Like, aren't they all staying in that room?
I didn't think that she was making fun of her at all. She was just explaining
just
what happened.
She was lonely.
Yeah,
I wanted to come over. Like, come, I have a chef
here. Gina wasn't making fun of her. The girl, Tamara and everybody that she called were like, oh my God, she went to the hospital. It was Kelly.
Wait, Bronwyn, Kelly, and Emily.
Yeah, they were like, oh my God, she went to the hospital. They were all, like, laughing, and, like, Gina invited them over. You know, I just thought that it was, I thought it was catty.
Well,
I thought it was, like, kind of two-faced.
They were only laughing because Kelly was like, this is literally what's going to happen. And then it happened, so I think it was like, oh my God, I told you this was going to happen.
Also, Kelly's, you know? Like, over-animated, so it's, like, kind of funny just watching her period.
Right, and I didn't get that awkwardness, but if I had a private chef, I'd want to go over to that room for sure.
I don't care what you did.
Yeah.
Give me some food.
Food, please.
Drinks, please.
Okay, we're going to jump into our special segment. Okay, special segment is Shadiest Moments, as we all know. I'll go first. I think it was Shane saying that he had a bad connection on the phone and then just, like, hangs up on Kel. Like, there was absolutely, Emily, there was absolutely no bad. He's like, I have a bad connection. Like, you could clearly, like, understand everything he was saying. And, of course, he just didn't want to talk to his wife. I thought that was shady.
I thought when Kelly was like, I'm not a fan of Lo, like Shannon, but she's older than me, so, like, it makes sense on why she is. And I was like, you don't have to do all that. I was like, oh my God.
To her friend. Yeah. She's so mean.
So funny.
Mine was also Kelly. When Emily got off the stage of her show, she said, I messed up. And Kelly said, yeah, you did.
Yeah.
Shady.
Yeah.
Like, just be nice. You know what I mean? Like, Bronwyn sugarcoated and was like, no, but you did, like, a cute Betty Boop look. And, like, Kelly was,
yeah, you totally
was made more blunt with it. Like, yeah, you messed up. I thought that was a little shady.
I agree.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, let's get into some news. Let's see what we have for news, because we have some really juicy news, apparently.
You guys, we have some really good news and gossip this week. First of all, we have been talking about the fate of Shane's bar exam, and we found out that he did, indeed, fail the bar exam that he tried so hard to pass by ditching his family for 2 weeks in a hotel room. So he failed it. Apparently, it was a very hard test to pass, meaning... I said that wrong. Meaning, the pass rate in February 2019 was only 31%.
Oh, wow.
So a lot of people failed.
Yeah.
And the insider explains, it's the hardest bar exam in the country. Okay. But it says that he is trying again, and he is going to take the test again. I think he might have taken it recently, and they're still awaiting his new results. So we will keep you posted.
Well, oh, okay. You have another one?
No, go ahead.
Okay, so to piggyback off that, so I actually learned while looking into this that he took the bar exam right when they started filming, and then he got his results the last night of filming.
Oh.
So Emily says from beginning to end, like, it was just torture. So I can only imagine. And then she just...
Because all the pressure goes on her.
Yeah, exactly. Like... And then she just recently did an interview with 2Fab where she's revealed that she hasn't watched any of the episodes this season. She says, that's how difficult it is for me. I'm on social media, so I see people talk about it, but it almost makes me nauseous to watch it. It's not easy, so sometimes it's easier for me to just separate myself from it completely. It's hard. It really is. So I feel for her.
That makes me feel really bad.
And it's crazy that they're still together.
Yeah.
Like, I could have, like...
She's a promise ride or die.
That they would be divorced right now,
she's
and they're not.
She's a good
she's woman. A good woman.
Yeah. Okay, so here's some more juice. Did you know that Gina's ex got arrested for domestic violence?
On her?
On her or mm-hmm. the new girlfriend?
No, no.
Stop.
On her. On
oh
her.
My god.
So he just showed up in court
dead.
And pleaded not guilty to 2 felony charges. He's facing up to 4 years for domestic violence and an additional 3 for false imprisonment.
Oh my god. God.
His attorney is saying that they're just allegations. So,
of course. Allegedly.
His arrest came just 2 days before Gina reportedly filed a request for a protective order against her husband.
Oh my God.
She asked a court for an emergency hearing on Monday to address allegations of domestic violence amid their ongoing divorce.
Emergency.
So, here's what happened during the June 22nd incident. In the documents, she alleged that Matt choked her, hit her, dragged her, threw her, and threatened to kill her, all while their 3 young kids were sleeping in the other room during an early morning fight
Thank
at her house.
God, they were asleep.
That led to his arrest. Police showed up at her home and arrested Matt that evening. Gina claimed to the documents that she spoke to him before he was taken away by police and again after he got to jail. Both times he was still very angry and blamed me for getting him arrested, the document states.
Oh my god! I don't even know. Like,
dirty for her.
I don't even know what to say.
I like, just can't
choked,
even
hit, dragged, thrown, pull, like
everything.
He needs to go to jail.
Yeah, he absolutely needs to go to jail. That is horrible. That is just anything regarding Gene. It's just a mess. It's just like law, jail. Like, oh my god.
Here's the thing: is that like. This is a whole new layer to the story, right?
Yes.
Like, okay, we just found out that he had an affair for a long time, and now it's like, it's not like this behavior is the first time that it happened. So now we're learning that, right? Like, you can assume that right. abusive behavior is not the first. So
no, absolutely
he's clearly
not.
An abusive person. I mean, allegedly, I'm assuming that, but that is my assumption. So I just feel like the whole plot is thickened so much more.
For next season.
Oh my god.
Or maybe they'll address this in the reunion.
Oh, absolutely.
It's definitely going to be brought up.
Absolutely.
You know that viewers are going to call in and ask those questions.
For sure.
That's horrible. Abusive relationships are not fun and they're hard to get out of.
I just can't believe we didn't like hear about this.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. That's so terrible. Like
I know. So he
I'm really glad the kids didn't see it.
Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah, but they could have heard it.
Right.
We don't know.
Right. Well, I'm just saying, like, they were asleep. Like, I'm just glad that, like, there was nothing saying that, like, they were there, they were present, they saw it. You know what I mean? Because
that's... But think about another time where he could have hit her where they saw, right?
Like, yeah. We haven't seen... Have we seen Gina's kids that much?
A little bit.
Yeah.
Like, a smidge, huh?
Yeah.
A smidge. Yeah.
Well, on the lighter note, we have one more music gossip for you. Tamara and her husband started a new CBD company that was actually inspired by his heart condition. It's called Vena Wellness after Vena Cava, which is part of his heart condition.
Oh my god, this is great.
Their products include a CBD cooling oil, gel capsules, and oil. It all retails under $60.
Nice.
And Tamara takes it for inflammation that causes her joint pain. Her daughter takes it for acne. Her son takes it for headaches. So it appeals to many different people. So
I put CBD on my shakes.
I do it to go to bed.
Yeah, like that's really awesome
that's
that they found something positive out of something like so traumatic. You know what I mean? Like that's and to be able to help other people. That's awesome, you guys. Awesome.
Cool. Love it.
Hats off to Tamara and Eddie. And I hope Eddie gets better.
See, to me, that's like an awesome company, right? Like, CBD is up and coming. It's big.
It works.
It proves that it works. That is something that I would invest my money in
versus
sparkling water.
I agree with you. Oh my gosh. So, do you guys want to talk about, is there anything else that really, really, you know, you guys touched on that you wanted to talk about?
I think we covered it.
Yeah, I said everything that I wanted to say.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's it for this week's episode. Please stay tuned for next week. I am your host, Amanda Terry. You can find me at makeup_Mandy with an I. And please be sure to follow my events page at Epic LA Official. It is coming to LA October 6th.
And my name is Carla Contreras. You can find me on the Instagram at Carla L. Contreras and Twitter at Carla_C.
You guys, my name is Shanti Christina. Please watch my interview. I just interviewed Perez Hilton.
Yes. So good. It was amazing. I watched
it. Thank you. Link is in my bio. Instagram at Shanti_Christina or on my Twitter at Shanti Christina. Thank you.
Thank you so much, guys. Love you. See you next week.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.